After all the upsets in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, the top overall seed has captured the championship. Louisville defeated Michigan 82-76. Teammate Kevin Ware was the last Louisville player to cut down the nets just over a week after he suffered a broken leg in the game against Duke. The Wolverines appeared to have the game in control after Tim Hardaway Jr.'s layup put them ahead 35-23 with about 3.5 minutes left in the first half, but the Cardinals led by as many as 10 in the second half en route to their first championship since 1986. It was the second straight game Louisville pulled out a victory after trailing by a dozen. The outcome makes Rick Pitino the first coach to win an NCAA men's basketball crown at two schools 17 years after leading Kentucky to the championship. Moving over to baseball news, in the American League, Robinson Cano homered twice as the injury-riddled New York Yankees wrecked the Indians' opener with an 11-6 win yesterday. The Boston Red Sox won their ninth straight home opener, 3-1 over Baltimore. Elsewhere, Kansas City beat Minnesota 3-1, Texas won against Tampa Bay 5-4, and Seattle shut out Houston 3-0. In the National League, Matt Harvey threw 7 impressive innings, John Buck hit a 3-run homer, and the New York Mets won 7-2 over the Philadelphia Phillies. Milwaukee 7, the Cubs 4, Cincinnati cruised ahead of St. Louis 13-4, Atlanta shut out Miami 2-0, Pittsburgh bested Arizona 5-3, and San Francisco doubled up Colorado 4-2. Checking the NHL, Toronto edged ahead of the New York Rangers 4-3, Boston won against Carolina 6-2, Calgary defeated Colorado 3-1, and Vancouver shut out Phoenix 2-0. As a reminder, the Women's NCAA Basketball Championship is set for later today. Louisville takes on Connecticut. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.